My nephew, who is really quite a successful novelist, is in the habit of comparing life at St. Mary Mead to the scum on a pond. But as I once pointed out to him, if you were to smear that scum on a slide and examine it under a microscope, you would find it teeming with life of a quite unexpected kind. Take the vicarage, for example. A haven of righteousness and tranquillity, you might think. But you would be surprised.
We present June Whitfield as Miss Marple and Francis Matthews as the Reverend Leonard Clement in Agatha Christie's Murder at the Vicarage.
I can only say that if someone were to murder Colonel Prothero, they'd be doing the world a great service.
Do you think that's a fit and proper remark for a member of the cloth to make at the lunch table? Particularly when he's wielding a carving knife?
Here's the greens.
It'll be remembered against you, Uncle, when the old boy is found bathed in blood. You'll give evidence, won't you, Mary?
And the dumplings. That's it, then. I hope you enjoy it.
Moist dumplings, half-cooked greens. Can't you teach that woman anything?
I do try, but it only makes things worse. It's a pity I'm such a rotten housekeeper.
Griselda is a good 20 years younger than her poor husband and is quite incapable of taking anything seriously. She treats the parish as a kind of huge joke arranged for her amusement.
Think how lucky you are not to be torn to pieces by lions.